This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Jenny Allen is a writer and a performer, and she's got a few things she'd like to say. Or more to the point, a few things she'd like you not to say.
Would everybody please stop? Would everybody please stop saying iteration? Who started iteration? Isn't it just a stuck-up version of version? Not everything is surreal. Some things are merely strange or odd or some other similar adjective. Going to your college reunion and seeing how old everyone looks isn't surreal. It's just kind of sad and a little funny. You know what's not funny anymore? Ginormous. It would be great if everyone would stop saying that. Unless you're talking about, say, cancer, would everyone please stop referring to the toxins in people's bodies? A malignant tumor is a toxin. The bacteria lining your intestines are not. They're supposed to be there. Similarly, could people stop calling other people toxic? Pol Pot was toxic, but your cranky mailman isn't. He's just annoying. Could we lose have a good one and go back to have a good day? Or better, goodbye? Regarding, it's all good. Not all of it is good. Some of it is tragic. As for sad events, let us quit saying, get over it. It's too mean. We're trying to get over it. Deplane is a word that the airline industry made up, like jetway, to make airplane travel sound efficient and glamorous. Unless we're flight attendants, we don't have to use that word. Better to say, after we sat on the runway for 2 hours, they canceled the flight for no reason, and we all had to get off the plane. Thank you so much for cooperating. Goodbye.
That's the writer and performer Jenny Allen reading Would Everyone Please Stop? It's the title piece in her new collection, and you can find everything she's written for The New Yorker at newyorkerradio.org.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.